Time for you to step up, folks, right this way for your enjoyment. If you're starved for pleasure, I'll feed you. Welcome to my fantasy. It's the one that I concocted. Helps me to escape when I need to. When you're forced to play a part that others want to see you playing, you rely on your imagination, not on trumped up praying. When the little league is over, peewee football, mini hockey, to the park I run, and then a teeter-totter I will jockey it to be a stage for me. How wonderful to know that every cricket, rockin' bird, and tree, it has a chance to see the world exactly in the way I see it. For I'm just a little kid who likes show tunes, mama. Don't you know they're made of magic? Something very lovely seems to happen when you sing them out. They break the tragic spell that you may find you're in. Take off your hat, stick out your chin, muster all the courage in you, pick a play, then sing away. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, mama. What could be better than that?
Just a little kid who likes show tunes, honey. Roger's heart and Hammerstein can lift your spirits in a way that will transform you from a bum into a fine man. Porter, Gershwin, Irving B., give me the opportunity to pretend I'm Broadway's baby. I'm the type the critics like. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, honey. What could be better than that? Oh, some say there's no reason to believe in things that cannot be. Better spend your time on what is real. I'll stick with my melodies, squeaky voice and shaky knees.
I'm a clod, but thank God I can feel.
Just a little kid who likes show tunes, Cookie. Open up
and raise those.
Mary, Martin, Ethel, Merman, Barbara Streisand, follow them.
They're perfect choices.
Don't hold back and you can bet you'll wow them just
like Bernadette. Stick with your initial vision till you found
that you've been crowned diva of the school playground. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, snookums. Make your world a stage of plenty. Belt them out with all your heart, and more you know it, you're the rage of PS20. Dare to be the favorite clown before they bring the curtain down.
Step into the lights and scenery.
Bottom line, you gotta shine. Just a little kid who likes show tunes, snookums. What could be better than that?
What could be better than that if you're just a little kid who likes show tunes? That's the name of the song and kind of the overall theme for Queer Music Heritage this month. This is J.D. Doyle, and I've not done a show on musicals in a while, so this is overdue. I'm going to jump around this subject, unveiling some with some deep history, and many you may have just missed. What you won't hear are the big hits, like La Cage aux Folles and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. One is too obvious, and the other lacks original material. So let's get to it. I started with a song from the 2008 musical, A Perfectly Normal Boy, and I'm going directly to one of the earliest appearances of gay themes in a musical. The show Let My People Come did not bill itself as a gay musical. It billed itself as a sexual musical, and a review when it opened in 1974 said, "It broke all barriers, simulated sex, orgies, lesbianism, homosexuality, simulated oral sex, and bisexuality, all celebrated, all hilariously carefree. Of course, I only care about the gay songs, and I'm giving you those from the show, starting with I'm Gay.
Dear Mom and Pop, how do I tell you? I never thought I'd ever find a nerve. Dear Mom and Pop, don't want to hurt you. Pain is something you don't deserve. How many times did I lie? How many nights did I cry? There's no other way, I'll just have to come right out and say I'm hoping that you will come and see. This is how God meant me to be. This is my way, and I'm proud to come right out and say. Why you had to hear it from
That's
me.
That's why you had to hear it from
if
me.
If I didn't think so much of you,
I didn't think so much
I guess I could have just said it.
I guess I could have just let it be.
You'd have heard it from somebody somewhere, and that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe one day it won't be such a hard thing to say.
Take me home with you. tomorrow may be just the start. Hang around if you take me home with you. Take me home with you. Take me home. Oh,
song I'm Gay, sung in the musical Let My People Come, was one of the earliest openly gay songs to be heard in a show in New York, and it got heard a lot, as the show was a huge off-Broadway hit, with over 1,100 performances. The song was sung by Marty Duffy and Joe Jones, and the middle song in that set was sung by openly gay actor Larry Paulette. It was called Take Me Home With You. The last song was the lesbian one that I could play on public radio, And She Loved Me, and I finished it off with just a dash of the show's finale. As I said, the show was a hit, and in 1982 it even spawned another cast recording, this time in Quebec and in French, and called Laissez Venir Le Monde. So I'm sharing with you that show's version of I'm Gay, Je Suis Gay.
C'est quelque chose de difficile. Je sais pas comment, surtout pleurez pas. Je sais que vous méritez pas ça. Je veux vous dire que j'ai menti. Y'a quelque chose que je vous ai pas dit. Allez vous m'haïr si vous me voyez arriver du dit. Je suis gay. Papa, maman, je n'ai pas voulu. Je pense que je suis de même qui l'aurait cru. Je sais qu'il y a du monde qui vont dire des choses. Est-ce pour vous dire que ça sera pas rose? Ça me fait de la peine, je sais que ça se peut pas.
Dans le petit temps, il est pas comme ça. On l'a élevé.
J'ai pas trouvé de carton, c'est marqué. Papa que j'aime tant, ta mère s'en venait vous l'annoncer. C'est pas dans le but de vous faire de la peine. Si je vous l'ai dit, c'est parce que je vous aime. C'est pas vous autres qui avez manqué votre coup. Je suis même, je suis né, même si c'est tout. Peut-être qu'un jour ça fera pas aussi mal. D'avouer, je suis gay, 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 je suis gay.
Così, metà cosa, travestiti, travestiti, metà cosa, travestiti, travestiti.
After the French version of I'm Gay, I went to an Italian musical from 1979 called O Gay. It ran for almost 6 months in a theater in Rome, and that song was called Travestiti, which literally translated into English is disguised, but I think the slang translation has more to deal with transvestites. The next one is not really a musical, but it was a special musical event, captured in London in 1976 as a cast recording. It was called Side by Side by Sondheim, and the show wasn't gay except for one twist. David Kernan did a delightful version of one of the songs from Follies, usually sung by a woman. Here's Could I Leave You?
Leave you, leave you, how could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books, and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes? Leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed, and the wounds never healed, and the game's not worth winning. And wait, I'm just beginning. What? Leave you, leave you, how could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? That's your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocs and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, and 90% of the money you make, and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs, Angel, you keep the books, honey, I'll take the brown sugar, you keep the spinach, and all of our friends, and just wait a goddamn minute! Leave you, leave you, how could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you?
And I think I'm getting sick of Sondheim. All I hear is his music night and day. His music now is known in all our cities and towns, Canada too. And if one more clone starts singing, send in the clowns. You know what I'll do? I'll rant, I'll rave, I'll scream. Yes, essentially I'll crack up. And then eventually I'll pack up and move far away. 'Cause summer's gone and I'm getting sick of Sondheim. 'Cause I discovered Sondheim when I discovered you. Oh, it seems like only yesterday when we met. There you were, standing in front of my apartment building, waiting for the girls upstairs, when a funny thing happened. I guess love was in the air that day, for when our eyes met, I was already losing my mind. When you invited me to the Museum of Modern Art for a cup of chrysanthemum tea, I knew all my dreams had come true. Ah, the follies of youth. Soon we were walking side by side, together wherever we go and keeping company, remember? Right after that, I was offered a job out of town, but turned it down. After all, could I leave you when, for the first time in my life, I knew what being alive really meant? When, for the first time, I was even hearing a little night music. When you moved in with me shortly after that, it wasn't easy breaking the news to my folks that I'm not getting married today because some guy only wanted to marry me a little but live with me a lot. Still, I thought, hey, merrily we roll along for now, because not a day goes by when I don't realize we've got a good thing going. And by the time our children's friends are old enough to ask if Mama was married, you'd realize that someone is waiting. Be a little lamb and do the right thing. Honestly, you could drive a person crazy. I knew there was something wrong, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. I thought, ah, you have an eye for pretty women. But that didn't prepare me for the awful truth. Well, as I told you when you broke the news to me at that club Reno Sweeney's, Todd, I hope you and the Miller's son will be very happy together. Though you're gone, every time I hear a song by Sondheim, like a knife, it stabs through and through. Oh, do I hear a waltz? Yes, I think it's getting quicker, and I think I'm getting sicker, and I don't know what to do. Cause summer's gone, and I'm getting sick of Sondheim. Guess I'll get over Sondheim. But will I get over you? Goodbye, Todd.
You really have to know your Sondheim to catch all the references in that song called Sondheim. It comes from a New York musical from 1974 called In Gay Company. Though it wasn't recorded until a production was done in Los Angeles in 1984. The songs were done in review style, with no connecting plot, and Beverly Bremers was in the L.A. cast and got to sing Sondheim. Here's a musical with some real history behind it. It's called Gulp, and was written by gay theater legend John Glines. It was the first production at the Glines Theater to have an extended run, with sellout crowds. And I think this is cooler. The ad for the show was accepted by the New York Times, marking the first time that newspaper permitted the word gay in their theater listings. The cast album was never released, and I'm still pinching myself that a few years back John Glines contacted me himself, as I mentioned the show on my website, and then he mailed me a CDR of the 1976 production, all the way from where he was living in Thailand. A very brief description was that it takes place on Gay Pride Day at Coney Island, and one of the characters has a crush on the lifeguard, who is denying, mostly to himself, that he's gay. So, from Gulp is Here We Are and Hand Out the Leaflets.
Remember the day we met?
The last day of May.
It was warm
as could be.
And there you were. Till you started to drown.
And there you were.
You grabbed for me madly.
I clung to you gladly, secure as you pulled me ashore.
You thanked me in silence with stale cracker jack.
I wanted to know you.
So you came back the following day. Was it warm?
Very warm.
And there you were. Here we were. Finding you
feeling good.
Knock on wood.
gorgeous day,
I should say.
But my heart said, gamble, gamble it all. Thanks again.
For what went?
Yesterday.
That's okay.
That's why I...
Why you what?
Why I'm here.
Well, I'm on duty.
Oh, until when?
Eight ought to do it. Then if you'd like...
See you then.
8 o'clock came, we had something to eat.
Some hot dog from Nathan's, washed down with cold beer.
Then we went for a walk, just to laugh and to talk.
We rode on the cyclone, the scooter, the miracle.
Round, 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 we rode madly around, round, round. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-dong-a-long-a-long-a, singing along with that sweet, sad sound.
Then we ran down here racing, stripping, tore off our clothes. We went skinny dipping, sat down together, laughing and dripping, just us two.
How are you?
Not you.
I'm not gay.
What'd you say?
No, not me.
Oh, I see. But my heart said, gamble, gamble it all.
Want to try?
I feel dumb. So do I.
Really dumb.
Home alone, I'll be back.
And thank God you came back, and came back, and came back. Day after day,
till our day to last week, and there we were.
We jogged from Manhattan
to Brooklyn and back.
It was harder than hell, but who cares? The world was our oyster, was down with cold beer. Nothing could stop us, nothing could spoil it.
And you know,
yes, I know,
there was love.
There was an obscure musical called Sparkles. Its subtitle was The Ultimate Fairy Tale, and it had a couple of numbers with a leather and bondage theme. Here are Steppin' Out with the Boys and Take Back Your Whips.
Got my leather together and my keys are in place. I've affixed the appropriate look on my face, and my chains will be flashing when I enter the race, 'cause I'm stepping out with the boys. There's a hot little number on the prowl for a scene, and I don't mind the wait, and if you know what I mean, 'cause the ultimate pleasure's only half of the dream when I'm stepping out with the boys.
stepping out with the boys, revving up my engine, shopping around for toys, drinking for the various joys of stepping out with the boys. Be cool.
There's a cowboy over there that can make you drool. I said,
all right.
Ain't nothing like the sound of whips in the night. I said,
hey man.
With a basket like that, could you use a hand? I said,
watch out.
I'm gonna work those buns till you gotta shout. I'm a hot-blooded mother, but a real pussy cat. I can tell that your fantasy is right where I'm at. If you make Pappy happy, make him snappy, and that you'll be stepping out with the boys. Yeah.
Stepping, stepping out with the boys. Revving up my engines, greasing up my toys, drinking for the various joys of stepping out with,
stepping, I said, stepping out with
the boys. Yeah!
Never, never have I ever been so, so... He showed me a harness. He said,
just for fun.
And some clams for a laugh and a treat. Then a paddle and boots, cuffs and restraints. He said, just for fun, I repeat. But I found in the back room the fun was not for me. And I begged him to hear out my plea. Take back your whips, your rubber hose. You made a slip if you think I'm one of those. Take back your chaps, jacket and chain. I may like your slaps, but I'm not into pain. When I heard you say, do you want to play? My heart just skipped a beat. What a big surprise when I closed my eyes and you tied my hands and feet. Oh, so take back your cap, handcuffs and vest, and if I'm able, I'll mail you the rest.
Who's that man?
it may seem strange the way the fashions change today. Boys will be girls. Even the guys who once wore Ivy League ties are now changing to pearls. Well, just because you're in drag, it doesn't mean you're a fag. Just look at Milton Berle. Like it or not, you know that some like it hot. Those boys will be girls. When I was back in school, I thought it'd really be cool and join the varsity football team. But when my number was called, I really went for the ball. You should have heard that quarterback scream. No matter what the game, the score is always the same. You'll find boys will be girls. Even tough athletes are wearing high-heeled cleats because boys will be girls. Once a marine, I had to guard the latrine, but they caught me peeking in. In response to the charge, I said, listen, Sarge, I'm just looking for a few good men. This part. What you do, you're gonna find it's true that those boys will be girls. Travel around to any city or town, you find boys will be girls. I think you'll find it so with every kind of Joe from different worlds. Even Eskimos are wearing pantyhose because boys will be girls. You know that Edie, I mean, is just an African queen because boys will be girls. I saw the KKK in sheets of pink lamé. Because boys will be girls and vice versa. Boys will be girls.
After the songs from Sparkle, I played Finale from another obscure musical called Are You Ready? Sit on It and Swivel, which contained your stock stereotypical characters, a drag queen, leather man, closeted businessman, preppy gay guy, and fag hag. It's from 1985, and for a time they had a website where you could download the entire show for free, including CD liner art, so you could make your own disc, which of course is what I did. That page is gone, but you can still find the music on SoundCloud. And after that, I played the one gay song from a show called Cleavage. It ran for one performance on Broadway in 1981, and somehow its soundtrack was recorded and released. The song was called Boys Will Be Girls. And boys just kept being girls. In 1997, there was a show called Pageant, which got a lot of productions around the world. I saw a very fun one in Houston, so I can visualize how over the top this musical can be. The Australian show was the only one to get a recording, and it was only on the market briefly before it was withdrawn for legal reasons. So this is rare, very rare. Here's the introduction number to Pageant.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here to answer one all-important question.
Mirror, mirror of success, who will be Miss Glamorous?
There's only one way to find out, so let the beauty begin!
We are natural, born females, and we want to sing it loud. We are natural, born females, and we're proud, proud, proud. We have all the right equipment, by nature we're endowed. It's our birthright and duty to work hard at you. voices to get our points across. We don't need to serve our dishes stripped of all their sauce. We don't have to be uncouth or un-American. We don't have to stay on top by acting like a man. And speaking of men,
our master of ceremonies is a perfect specimen.
And personal friend of Barry Manilow,
TV's most popular new hit
show that makes you the star,
America's Stupidest People,
Frankie Chavalier.
Oh, thank you so much, girls, for that introduction, and especially for being your ever-loving gorgeous selves. Oh, what a night, what a night, what a night. Beauties to the left of me and beauties to my right. They told me not to kiss the girls, but still I think I might. What a night, what a night, what a night.
We are natural born females, and we love a natural man.
Can you hug him and squeeze him?
Yes, yes we can.
And hot as a nacho.
You're our favorite man. Oh, what a night.
Thank you, girls. Golly gosh, you are my favorite girls. And this is my favorite night of the year. And as I always say, the Super Bowl swell, the Oscars all right, but nothing compares with glamorous night.
Oh, what a night.
Because that's the night when one of the country's top purveyors of beauty products crowns its queen. And of course that company is our own Glamorous. And I am so honored that they have chosen me to host this momentous event for the 17th year in a row. But enough about me, let the beauty continue.
We don't have pantsuits to give and run the show. We don't have to give up high heels to prove we're on the go. We don't have to get a job to prove we hold our own. We don't have to be hardballed if we stay soft at home. Oh, what a night.
Our six contestants became regional winners after undergoing an exhausting series of preliminary competitions.
Oh, what a night.
Okay, girls, why don't you tell us where you're coming from?
It's our birthright and duty to work hard at beauty, and we're proud, proud.
I'm proud to be a daughter of dear old Dixieland, where folks are so hospitable, they always lend a hand. You'll never hear a rude word coming from my mouth. I always strive for charm and grace, for I am Miss Deep South.
I am proud of waving grain, of fields ripe with corn. I'm Mother Nature's daughter and greet her every morn. I cultivate the land and nurse it like the rains. I sow the seed and reap the wheat, for I am Miss Great Plains.
I am proud to represent the values of the Lord, for he spreads his love all over with his terrible swift sword. I know he'll reward me, because in his house I've dwelt. I am proud to spread his word. I'm Miss Bible Belt.
We're the pride of this great country. We stand out in the crowd. Though we're not all collegians, we're best in our regions, and we're proud, proud.
I am proud of plenty, especially of my state, where losers just skedaddle and winners congregate. Those who don't adore us truly do perplex us. I'm a button-busting Lone Star gal and proud to be Miss Texas!
I am proud of living on the San Andreas Fault. I'd rather live life on the edge than safely in a vault.
Of all the lives I've ever lived, I like this the most. I'm free. I'm me. It's meant to be, for I am Miss West Coast.
I'm proud that Lady Liberty asked for the tired and poor. We're a land of many nations, but there's always room for more. When my relation came here, their opportunities increased. I'm the pride of progress, Miss Industrial Northeast.
Each and every one a natural born female. Lovely. Now come on, let's show the girls that we're pretty darn proud of them. Come on, folks, a nice round of applause for our contestants. Hiya, Pete. They are natural born females, and they want to sing it loud. They are natural.
Of course, all of these girls got their own over-the-top number, packed with full-blown campy stereotypes, and all of the roles, if you couldn't tell, were played by men in drag. That's intentionally ironic because that number was called Natural Born Females. It's also interesting given the recent news about transgender beauty queen Jenna Takalova, who was kicked out and then reinstated in the Miss Universe Canada competition. This is J.D. Doyle, and the next song closes this segment, but you can hear more on part two, found on my site, queermusicheritage.com. I hope you check that out. Okay, those lesbians have been keeping pretty quiet through all this, but in a musical from 2000, they got wild. Well, the name of the show was The Wild Party, and it did pretty well off-Broadway and garnered 2 Drama Desk nominations. Idina Menzel, After Rent and Before Wicked, won the award that year, but the other nomination went to the singer of the song I picked, Alex Corey. The show was set in decadent 1929, and I think its crowning glory was one called Old Fashioned Love Song.
Girl in the shadow, sitting still like a nun unknown. Though an attic full of strangers may hold many hidden dangers, there's a quality I like. She's alone. So I pause and I wink and I shudder, just to bring her attention in line. While her pastures may be greener, I can tell by her demeanor she's mine. That's fine. I need a good-natured, old-fashioned lesbian love story, the kind of tale my mama used to tell, where the girls were so sweet and the music would swell, and in the end the queen would send the men off to hell. Where is that mild-mannered, old-fashioned lesbian love story where people knew exactly who they were? I want that story of yore that they don't sing anymore. To an old-fashioned
how she wants me. She's a bee I could free from the hive. I would never dare deceive her. She's a very clever beaver with a quality I like. She's alive. So I pause and I twitch in the silence while I pray that she'll play out this hand. But I feel my intuition sing. Notice her position. Start the band. Ah! She's clearly mad.